I'm Karen Thomas, and I'd like to thank you for joining me in this program. After I released my book, Naturally Healing Autism, I found that there was still a need for even more support for parents. My own son was diagnosed on the autism spectrum when he was 10 years old. He had extreme oppositional defiance disorder. He had debilitating stomach aches that would wake him up at 3 a.m. in the morning screaming. I didn't know what was wrong. I wanted to help my son get better. He had headaches. He had aggressive issues, sensory issues, trouble sitting in a classroom. And I know you can relate to a lot of those things. It was not only hard on him, but it was hard on the whole family. And I know that you understand that too. So I wanted to help him get better. I wanted him to feel better and be healthier because it was frightening to me as a parent. And I also wanted him to be happier because he wasn't happy being the way that he was. So through many, many years, about a decade now of trial and error research, hours, countless hours of research, tens of thousands of dollars that I spent figuring this program out and getting my son better, I wanted to share it with you, with other parents. I had found a formula, and I know everybody has differences, but there are general principles that work for everyone. My son is now completely clear of all of the symptoms he once had. He's 20 years old, away at his second year of college. He's happy and healthy, and I want that for your family and your children as well. So I don't want this to be overwhelming. I'm going to be trickling in videos to you that are very short. Each one will be less than 10 minutes long. Some of them might only be a few minutes long. As we add in supplements, I want you to know that you are the boss. If you know that your son or your daughter are having increased, maybe excessive fatigue all of a sudden, or even flu-like symptoms or headaches, that's a sign that their body is detoxifying quickly, and their system might need a little bit more time to catch up before you add in anything else. So in one video, if we are offering a supplement to begin, wait at least 24 hours before beginning the next supplement. Never start two supplements in the same day, because it's important to know what supplement is causing what reaction. And it gives his body a chance to take on something new, start to learn. You can see if there are any symptoms that have picked up, better or worse. I highly recommend getting a journal, just a notebook that you keep notes in every single day. And scale of 1 to 10, 1 being his best, 10 being his worst, things that are changing each day, because over the course of the program, things will change a lot, and you'll forget in the beginning how things were or in the middle. And if they do have what are called die-off symptoms sometimes, with some of the toxins in the system dying off, it will cause more fatigue or symptoms like I was talking about, flu-like, etc. So I want you to know that that can be normal, but you want to give his body maybe a couple extra days to start another supplement. You want to back off if you feel like you've given too much. We will be giving you muscle testing videos. So you will be learning how to muscle test and how to muscle test for dosage levels. Never start with the dosage on the bottle or the container, because what happens is they have general guidelines on those, and our kids are way too sensitive for that. So what I want you to do is you'll look at the muscle testing videos, you'll learn how to do it, don't worry about that, it's not frightening, and play around with it a little bit. Then once you get to know how to feel more comfortable with it, you'll be muscle testing your child. And there's a way to surrogate muscle test also that will be in there in case your child isn't capable of being directly muscle tested. You'll find out what the beginning dosage is, and about every 3 to 5 days, I want you to muscle test again, because those dosage levels will slowly increase. He might stay at the same dosage for 2 weeks, or he might only stay at the same dosage for 3 days, and then he's ready to move up a little bit. So you want to inch your way up and know where his dosage levels lie, because everybody's different. There is no exact science to this. You know your child the best. You spend the most time with him. You know what he's normally like. You will see, you know, you will notice what the changes are. Better or worse, you're going to see the differences that are changing along the way. So I want you to journal and pay attention again. I want you to learn how to muscle test, which you'll be doing in the next videos we're going to be giving you. And then after that, I would like you to let me know at the very end of this program what changed for your child, because I want to hear back from you. I want to know how much better your child is doing or what changed for him, because I really believe that he can get better, or she. So please, please let me know that. Don't worry about anything again being an exact science. If you need to take a couple of days before starting the next supplement that's offered in a video, then wait. You want a muscle test. Is he ready for this? He might not be ready yet. So that's okay. There's no timeline to have to worry about. I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. We're just going to take little baby steps along the way until we complete the whole program all the way through. And I'm going to be here to explain things and offer support along the way. So don't worry about that. This is just an introduction I wanted to give you. So I'm looking forward to getting started.